thank you for tuning in to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 10:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. And the Prayer for Our Schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4477 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The ministry website is located at godspropheticministry.com. Now, with this evening's message, here's a...
You pray for them and believe God for them and say, I still love them anyhow, because I checked in this morning and you love me with all my faults. And my shout come and you love me. And then you can say, I'm in the land of the living this morning. That tell me he loved me. And he been waiting on me. Why can't I believe you and stand in the gap and say, God, you're greater. You're greater than death trying to overtake me. Can I come on down and get real with a few of these sisters in here today? When you hear your son or daughter, they jacked up and messed up, the first somebody identify is mama. You can hear it in the voice. And it grieves your spirit because that's your child and you love them. I don't care what you done got on. It's more than drugs you get on. You get on men's crazy. And you turn to be crazy. It's the same thing as them drugs. It rolls you till you got to heaven. But I come to praise him today. I know this saying some women, but this will be a good message if you grab it. How can we not identify? This person came through the channel of me. All the time folks get the children away. Don't point your finger at them. You don't know their situation. We all kin folks, because some of us got children by somebody we don't tell them. Some we don't know. It was a happy overnight express. And as they grow, they start looking like that one night affair. It's all right if I keep it real. You got to deal with that. You know. That ain't Bubba Joe baby. It Beanie Weenie baby. Beanie Weenie is a little skinny man. The baby ain't grown since you had it, and you up there trying to grow in the name of Jesus. That Beanie Weenie. Oh Lord, let me go there. Let me move on down a little bit. Have faith in God, because we say it. I just said it. That don't mean you got faith. Doubt will come and move you from faith. Because some folks up here now, what the day of the money is? It done passed the 15th. 15th coming, that's your deadline. You better get them piece of money. They're going to put a charge on you. Then you're going to add another. Where's your faith now? Maybe I can go down there to the bar and pay double back. Let me see who I can hoodwink out of some money. I know the old snacker tooth rafter I used to deal with. I'm going to call him up and see if he got any extra, but he going to want something. Because we ain't giving away nothing free. Oh, my God, my God. We want to get rid of the law. And we're going to tap in how much he loved me. And all that he has done for me before I got here. My story is, the streets were my name. Why would I worry if my sons and daughter got a taste for the street? I'm just using me today so you don't have to go home, man. But you done forgot. You didn't come out yourself. And some ain't got out yet. And you can't come out yourself. But if you let the Almighty God come. come in and take out of you. God, we get real holy when we get on long clothes. That don't make you holy because your clothes looking like you're holy. Holiness is a way of living. I got to live it every day. And I don't know about you, I ain't been good enough, so I can't go past today. I have to praise him when I get up in the morning. And I have to tell him I repent because me ain't being good. I might have dreamed about something, ma. And it made me a little mannish. And it made me want to go back over there to the devil transition. So I said, I praise you this morning before I get up out of my bed. Before the enemy attack my mind. I ask you to forgive me again. I bless your name. I shared with Apostle Grant. I went to the store to get some gas, and I had on some of them Spanx, a spandex, one of them things, and a big shirt. And this young man, old enough as my baby son, he said, my God, you know you wearing that white. I'd like to get with you. I said, hold it. How old are you? He said, I'm 42. I said, let me tell you something. My baby is older than you. Don't try to pull the wood on me. I've been there and done that. I think you just want to drive and ride in this car. I ain't hear nobody. But I said, I tell you what to do. Let me pray for you. That spirit wasn't going to give up on me. He followed me on riding in the store. He said, I still said, me, you can get together. Well, I'm going to get together with somebody younger than my baby. I ain't hear nobody. Don't worry, some women's up in here with a hump, don't it? But when you go to Jesus, who's a healer? When you mean that, you will be tested. But if you pass the test, it will try to make me feel like maybe I'm about 42. Because I wouldn't been old enough to have my baby. When I got in the car, I turned the music up a little louder. And I pulled the shades down on the car. I said, I thank you, my God, for what I know you have done for me. Because I want you to heal me. I want you to deliver me. My God. Just recently here, I called a meeting for two of my children. The other one was there. I said, I want y'all to forgive me. I repent to you. Because I see some traits that y'all got because of me. Can I get somebody to help me praise him? Because the deliverer and the healer in the house today. He's still working on me, so don't think I haven't got there. But I recognize how I'm going to get there. I can't get through there in denial, excuse, and reason. I got to come straight up. Oh, so I bless your name. Because the enemy said, you ain't dipping and hipping and sliding no more. But I got the praise for all the dipping and hipping and sliding I have already done and messed up. Oh, can I get a witness in the house? I give you praise because you a mighty God. And you will be anybody's deliverance if you want him to deliver you. So we wondering why these children have got to be a mess. Check in. Hallelujah. But every round he want to take you to a commitment and to a relationship being developed in him. That when I see this, oh God, look at what I had. A helping hand in doing. And here Paul saying, I need to tell you about spiritual love. When you get connected to the Spirit of the Most High God, every round he'll take you higher over in him, because you can see yourself. I ain't hearing nobody. You ain't seeing nobody else. I can see myself. And that's what we all want to do now. You know, we got some fathers in the house. My children, they never seen me smoking a dope, and I was a junkie, and I was scratching an addict. And some women and my daughters, they never see me hoe around and get here and there. Well, that's your preference. I keep it covered up. Oh, he is a healer. If you want to be healed, he's a deliverer. Oh, if you come from denial. Hallelujah. My God, my God. See, we run well for a little while. Then we want to fault other people. Why we stop running? Sometimes it's your children. Because God don't do it overnight. I ain't hear nobody. Who stopped you from being faithful? I ain't talking about to a building. Because it's a hard thing to stick and stay with God. When ain't nothing handling you right. When everybody in line to keep you from going forward. Who hindered you? We hinder ourselves because we are not willing for the truth. That's what I've been teaching. And it's a hard thing because the enemy will shift you from the truth. The truth will line you up and straighten you up. But we want to point our fingers. We love to go to church this morning where somebody can have the Mother's Day sermon. It ain't that kind of party. If we don't want to get healed and delivered, go on and quote you some scriptures. Because the devil know how to quote them too. But I want the healer to come in. In Lamentation it said, new mercy. Every morning. I believe it myself because I lay there. And I talked to him about me. Not by Apostle Crack, not by my children, not by my grandchildren, not about the church world. I talked to him about me. If you want to fix everybody else and don't fix you, well then you need to get your role to enter on in hell then. If you let him fix you, he can fix your surrounding because he done fix you. My God. I give him praise. We start running well. We start quoting scripture calls. See, one of the things I found out, I don't care where you go, the test gonna come to see, do you really want to pass the test? Your children get to talking back to you. The children don't have nothing to do with you. I ain't hearing nobody in the house. Every time you look, they done put your name mud and put it on a billboard. And then what children will do, they'll call a committee where they can let everybody know, my mama ain't all of this and none of that. You ain't either. But when you make up your mind, I'm not going to stop bombarding heaven. I had a cousin in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And this thing sad me. She went to a one-bedroom apartment, studio, to get rid of her children. I said, what church you going to, do they teach you? Let God come in and do that what you cannot do. I went to the hospital to pray for a woman, and she said, I don't want to live no more. Because the only way I'm going to be able to get rid of my children is if I die. And that thing bothered my spirit. I said, the devil, you are a liar. Greed will take you up out of here. Do you think your children know or care? They don't care. Every time they bring something to you, you age more. You find your heart stop beating less. Your step began to be weighted. You sit up in your chair, favorite chair, worrying about only what God can do. If you release them to Him, but first you go and let it release you, because you might be dead waiting on Him to release your children. Because we want them to be what we want them to be. We don't want them to go through hell and high water. But check in. Then it's about to stop you from going through and still going through. The price is great for what we want. Or what can nobody tell us that we shouldn't do? Why would you keep on trying to promote? Don't do this. I did this. They don't care. I said they don't care. Your job is to stand in this place and declare God's word will not fail. The word of God said, he who walk up right before me, I ain't talking about when people. I keep on telling him, fix me so I can walk up right before you. And you won't hold a good thing for me. It might not come to fruition while I'm on this side. But it will be established because I follow your word. I have a grandmother with no education. I said, Big Mama, why are you praying and praising God in this raggedy house? I said, you don't have this and you don't have that. She said, one thing you're going to learn, if you get Jesus, all that other stuff ain't going to matter. She said, but a sign to you. You shall know this. Because I'm going to tell you this. The Lord told me that through my faithfulness to him, he going to release millionaires in my family. I said, she gone now. But what I didn't realize, he has come in. She said, a sign to you, I asked him that when my days is up here, I ain't allowing none of my children to put me in the grave. Because I keep on letting him establish me for kingdom. We don't believe nothing just what I said today. Parents don't believe in our children. But you can allow grief to kill you. You'll come up with diabetes. You'll come out with a heart problem. You might get an aneurysm. A blood clot. You can get anything to be dead. Why won't you stand? And when you done did everything, they'll still stand. You got to cut away from some people giving you negativity. Deposit in your spirit. I just called to tell you, your son down there, somebody done bust him in the head because he was trying to take their drugs. Folks always bring you something to grieve you. I got a call on yesterday. It was trying to grieve me. I called up one of my sisters. I said, you got an ear that you can listen. I need to tell you something. And she said, I got time. And I went to pecking like a woodpecker. Because I didn't want it to grieve my spirit. When you have made up your mind, I ain't been good. And then some folks up in here think they have. But I want to tap into who is good. After I talked to my sister, I didn't tell her the details, but I talked. I've done all I can do. I done prayed every prayer I can pray. Who am I talking to in here today? You go on and suicide yourself. Go on and drop like a prune and let the devil take you to hell. Because unbelief got you there. You ain't got no faith that God will take care. Not only me, but it and them. Huh? My mind do you see? And it ain't just, I hear him now. It ain't just the mama, but throw in some grandmamas. They cackin' like a duck too. Cause what hurt the mama hurt the children that done got to the grandmama. Grandmama walk around with her eyelashes gray and her wig turned to the side. Have you heard from that girl or that boy? What they doing? Don't tell me no more sad stories. Maybe I ain't talking. Mm-mm. Better be careful, grandmama. You might leave before the mama do. Because you don't have more time to consult him. So you'll believe what he can do and will do. Oh, I got the wrong audience. But I ain't got the wrong word. I ain't worried about the audience because I don't want to have the wrong word. Now, I've been here a while. I could have went up in my black book and found something to make mothers hop. If I tell you one, get up, get up, get up. You've been a good mother. Oh, yes, thank you. Fall out. What been good about you? What wrong with that baby? You can practice whipping in here. We ain't got the camera yet. Whip that tail. When we get the camera, I'm going to tell the mamas what I said. With them bad churn. In the corner. The camera ain't going over there. Whip them good. I'm going to turn my head while you getting on that meat. That's the only time you're going to be able to get them. Is it all right? KK, my dress done pretty good. All right, darling, thank you. Not that I care. Oh my God. See, that's what grieved mama them. I know I'm in the house today. Everybody looking to her, ooh. Oh, Miss Ebony, you ain't exceptional. You said, Pastor, pick on me all the time. That's right. Looking real good that day. That's why you all blooted up, because Jason ain't here. Mm-hmm. Did I rub you wrong yesterday? Oh, don't you do. You trying to find out, I'm going to let you come to hurting women's. Ain't God good? I ain't going to let you prophesy. I'm going to let you be in hurting women while you get rid of some of that hurting man. Ain't that good? Brother Aaron, you sharp as a dick's a headband today. Shoot. Down here, Brother Aaron. My God, you about to get you a girl. Oh. Boy, he's sharper than the Hicks. Don't y'all be acting like he coming up. I see that. If you don't see it, too bad. He tightened up himself that way again when the right one come. How you doing, son? All right, I want you to line up with that little beautiful daughter. Because both of y'all got enough of stuff in trunk in y'all trunk. Amen. Oh, you hear me what I'm saying? For God to straighten it out. God, she's a pretty baby. Who did she get it from? Don't go over there. Oh, you hear me what I'm saying? It's just jeans. Oh, you hear me? But I know that I know that you keep on bobbing in heaven, because we all been something. Still is. Every time it look like you're going forward, the enemy try to jack you back. Am I talking to you? But don't allow him to take you back. Because sometimes you won't get back. That's in of us, because God got provision. You hear me? He got provision. When it don't look like it's enough, he still is provision, and he will provide. I know that you want to show Shorty Roe there that you can be the right husband, but you can't prove it to her. Let him prove out to you that I want to be a good husband, but a good father. You know, y'all young people, y'all just have a lot of churn. You know what I'm saying? Shoot. Are you hearing me? My oldest son got four daughters. Two of them got twin babies. That boy was in the house. Well, you hear me? How many twins you got? My boy got a step ahead of you. Them twins, that means you knocking down the door. Oh, you hear me? But it runs in our family. I ain't forgot talking about me today. Well, you hear me? Believe God that I'm growing and I'm maturing. Because every time you think about the things that has hindered you, but I want you to move from the things that has hindered you. The pain and the disappointment and the rejection even now. But more, look at me. The more you cry to him, he'll move you from the rejection line. And he'll put you in his line. See, he'll validate I am. Don't worry about who being. But I am will meet you and show you. He already proved that he's God, but show you that I am a way maker. If Minister Thomas were here, it used to bother him when I say God will make a way. I get all up in his face because I'm assured that. Whatever you can't find in that book, I'm assured it's in here when I let him put it in me. You hear me what I'm saying to you? Don't look at circumstance because that hinder all of us. I wish I was a millionaire, but serve God, he's a millionaire. Are you here? I don't worry about credit no more. Some people got good credit, still can't get nothing. But let him stamp approval for credit. And what I want for you is this. I don't care how demanding and requiring, I want you to focus on my best to be obedient. Understand me? I told you something, and I believe I whispered in your ear before you got married. You remember? And I know by the Spirit of the Lord you didn't do it. You did what I told you to do. You didn't do what I told you not to do. We got it right. You say I did it. I want you to understand what I'm saying. I whispered in your ear. I know by the Spirit of God you did that. I'm trying to tell you something. I don't care what it is. I'm so sick and tired of these folks know so much and can't even line up with God. Simple obedience moves the hand of God. Simple obedience. You heard me say he told me to put on this flock. Everything I went by, he called it. The doe had one part of it. I said, I think that's the bell. But I put it on. When I go to eat, I got another dress, a big one, in my office. It's going to be on. I got me some flip-flops. Black folks eat real good when they got on flip-flops. Shake my hand. Babo ni yasi. New power, new determination, and new strength. Son, you done cried enough on yesterday's mistakes. You can cry again, but don't let cry on yesterday's mistakes.
Hi, this is CC, and here's what's happening in our area. Learn to Read Jacksonville will host its third annual Night at the Library fundraiser, benefiting the free adult literacy education programs in Duval County. The event includes excellent food and drinks, live entertainment, and a silent auction. Adventures in Marriage is a weekend workshop that challenges couples to take their relationship to the next level in an interactive and safe environment. Learn more about these and other activities at the events page at praise1079.com.
You've been listening to the ministry message of God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant. You can reach the ministry at 778-4477 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The ministry website is located at godspropheticministry.com. Tune in again next Sunday at this same time for another message from the ministry of God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry.